President Assad when they were demonstrating peacefully. And basically what the president said is, I want to send the arms to there. Congress waited 6 months to make sure that they could, you know, reasonably guarantee that that's where they are going. And they finally did approve it here at the end of 2013. And now they're getting where they're supposed to be.
All right. I want to get some of our Facebook comments in and listen to what some of our viewers have to say. Let's listen up.
Moderate terrorists are those that listen better to the US and its allies and are not independent of them. The whole thing is just about Uncle Sam's interests. It's either you're with us or with them. All terrorists, moderate or extreme, have a single goal: to uproot Islam.
Dr. Barry, let me turn to you and look at some of our comments in general. Well, this time around, it seems that most of the viewers are in coordination with each other, agree with each other, basically, that when the U.S. labels an entity a terrorist, it's usually something that's against their interests. But when they call a moderate element, then it seems to be working in their behalf. Let's look at the situation on the ground in Syria. How can they differentiate who's who on the ground when we have seen time and time again brutal inhumane situations on the ground? Even today, we have just been exposed to another beheading by these insurgents that they film and at the same time clap and laugh. So how can it be justified by Washington to support these type of entities?
Well, of course, what we're hearing from Mr. Korb is the official U.S. propaganda line that the U.S. is only supporting the so-called moderate terrorists or moderate insurgents, the good guys. And as the viewer suggests, that means basically those who listen to the U.S. But in fact, it's not true that the U.S. is only supporting these so-called non-Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists in Syria. They're also propping up the Al-Qaeda terrorists. And this has been made very clear in many ways. Well, for one thing, the military situation on the ground is such that the main military opposition to President Assad's government is coming from these Al-Qaeda-linked groups. And they are being armed with the full cooperation of the U.S. in Turkey, which is a close U.S. ally, through Qatar, which is basically one big U.S. military base in the Gulf. And we know that the Benghazi incident involved a secret CIA station in Libya that was funneling weapons from the Al-Qaeda forces in Libya that the U.S. helped seize power there to the Al-Qaeda forces in Syria. So the U.S. is playing a double game. It's pretending that there are good insurgents that it's supporting. And in fact, there's a negligible military presence by any of these non-Al-Qaeda people in Syria. But that's the puppet that's being waved around by Washington while it secretly and covertly arms the Al-Qaeda brigades, which mm-hmm. are working with its very close allies, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Qatar. So it's a very hypocritical double game. And what I hope Mr. Korb isn't naive and ignorant enough to actually believe the lies that he's telling us.
Well, Mr. Korb, let's look at what Dr. Barrett has said. Do you think that is possible, like other experts are saying, that basically the United States just wants a chaotic situation in the Middle East and actually, as our other guest has said, actually support many of the more extremist elements as well as perhaps what they would call the less extremist elements, because basically they just want to see chaos reign in the region? Your take?
Absolutely not. The United States was perfectly content. We were getting along fine with the Assad government. People forget that the Syrians supported us when we went after. In fact, they sent troops in the first Gulf War. They supported the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. So the idea that somehow or another the United States was trying to do this, we were getting along fine before the Arab Spring. This is the Arab Spring. It has nothing to do with the United States. Once Assad used these tactics against the people who peacefully demonstrated, unlike what happened in Tunisia, for example. Then the international community put pressure on the United States to do something about it under the doctrine, which is not an American doctrine, it's a UN doctrine, under the responsibility to protect. The United States tries to broker, they want Geneva 1, they want Geneva 2, to try and get a settlement here to stop the carnage. We're not saying, basically, that we want this government or that government. And the idea that al-Qaeda, which is in Syria and also back in Iraq, is supporting U.S., thing, that's nonsense. We don't like, we fought them and drove them out of Iraq back in 2007, 2008. Now they're back in there, and because of the chaos in Syria, they're taking advantage of it. So the idea that somehow, you know, that the United States wants this, no, we want it, we were doing fine. Mm-hmm. As I say, Syria supported us twice in the wars against Iraq.
Dr. Barrett, however, we know that the new Middle East plan that former U.S. State Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had mentioned. Also, we have other reports from some experts talking about a greater Israel plan, that this basically fits into a Zionist plan of a greater Israel, which includes parts of Lebanon, Jordan, Syria, parts of Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and the Sinai. I'd like your take on that particular perspective.
Well, absolutely. Israel has been devoted to this greater Israel plan for decades. And the plan after 9/11, we have been told by General Wesley Clark, was to overthrow seven countries in 5 years. And Syria was on that list. So Mr. Korb is being disingenuous at best when he tells us that we were getting along fine with Syria. Syria was on the 9/11 hit list. 9/11 was a coup d'etat by the hardline Zionist forces in the U.S. government. And its purpose was to implement this plan of making the Middle East safe for greater Israel. And that's why they invaded Iraq and destabilized, overthrew these various governments, destroyed Sudan, destroyed Libya, trying to destroy Syria. Iran is the last country on their list, and God willing, they won't get that far. But yeah, this is all about destabilizing the Middle East on behalf of Israel. Mr. Korb is right. The U.S. doesn't have any beef with Syria or with any other country in the region, except maybe Israel, which attacked us on 9/11 and murdered 3,000 of our citizens. Unfortunately, our foreign policy has been taken over by these Zionist traitors, and they're running our foreign policy to destabilize the Middle East. This is not in the U.S. interest. And when he denies that the U.S. is supporting al-Qaeda, and of course in the Zionist interest, you know, he should talk to Michael Scheuer, who is the head of the CIA's Bin Laden unit. I just had him on my radio show. We had a great hour interview. Michael Scheuer flat out said that the U.S. is propping up and supporting al-Qaeda in both Libya and Syria. And he said that the U.S. policy to support al-Qaeda in Syria seems to be aimed at creating a genocide of a million Alawites. I mean, these are quotes from him. And if you'd like to listen, Mr. Korb, you can go to No Lies Radio and find the podcast of that show and see what you think.
Well, Mr. Korb, I want to go back to something you said earlier, that you said for the United States it doesn't matter, basically, who was to run Syria. And even now that that is the case. However, I want to look at something, because in general, what the United States, not only the United States, also Brussels, they have insisted that President Assad must step down. My question to you would be, what would be the problem if we could get the situation stabilized enough and elections could be held and allow the Syrian people to decide whether they want President Assad to continue to be president or they do not?
Well, what President Obama said, you know, President Assad should step down. He didn't say must. He said he should, to end the violence, because that's what the people were asking, just like the Egyptians wanted Mubarak to step down and the people in Tunisia wanted. That's basically what he said. He didn't say, I'm going to use force, you know, to do it. And this idea that somehow in Libya we were accused of not doing enough, accused of leading from behind. This was the United Nations, this was NATO, the Arab League. The United States only provided 25% of the force and then did not, you know, basically try and create a new government, which is why you have the, you know, have the problems there. The United States agreed to Geneva 1 and Geneva 2. And basically, that's what we've had. The negotiations, okay. Brahimi said they're going to come back on February 12th. Hopefully, they can make some progress. But I think if an election were held, Assad would not win if it was a free and open election.
Well, 30 seconds. Let me let Dr. Barrett get in
so
here.
I,
30 seconds, Dr. Barrett. What about that? Because he's saying that we haven't heard the president has not said that he must step down, President Obama. But we know that the Secretary of State, and we also know Brussels officials, have continually said that he must step down. What do you make of this? 20 seconds, sir.
Well, it's just more of the contradictions that we're hearing from that side. Mr. Korb doesn't really sound very sure of himself when he says that he doesn't think that Assad would win an election. Well, let's find out. I mean, let's have very, very carefully internationally monitored elections in Syria and see what happens.
All right.
I mean, the polls I've seen show that at the lowest point in Assad's popularity, he's still at
60%. I appreciate both of you for being with us on that note. We have to end the program. Appreciate that. Mr. Lawrence J. Korb out of Washington, U.S. Foreign Policy and National Security Analyst, and out of Madison, Wisconsin, Dr. Kevin Barrett, American Freedom Radio. Thank you so much, both of you, and thank you, viewers, for being with us on another debate. I'm Marzieh Hashemi, signing out.